with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A transgender powerlifter has asked the Minnesota Supreme Court to participate in a woman's powerlifting competition. USA powerlifting attorney Ancis V. Vixness says there are consequences to transgenders participating in powerlifting.
I would suggest there would be a serious chilling effect on women's sports if the approach taken by Ms. Cooper were to be in effect, because I think it has at least three negative consequences. It displaces other women, it discourages other women, and in extreme cases, it creates a potential of physical harm.
That audio courtesy Minnesota Judicial Branch. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the ground that Cooper enjoys strength advantages over other women. Cooper sued in 2021. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has lifted a martial law order just hours after his decree plunged the country into political uncertainty and sparked fierce backlash from lawmakers across the political spectrum. Head of the Japan and Korea's program at the University of Cambridge's Center for Geopolitics, John Nilsson Wright, says the South Korean president's decision to impose martial law is a move that would be noticed in North Korea.
Any domestic political instability in South Korea at a time when North Korea is emboldened clearly is going to be a source of great concern because it provides an opportunity for Kim Jong-un to make mischief.
It appears the South Korean president will be impeached over his actions. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 76 points, the Nasdaq rose 76, the S&P 500 advancing by 2. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students, and yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this month that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. SRN News. Black Friday and Cyber Monday shoppers exceeded expectations both in stores and online. We hear more from correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting on the overall trends in Christmas shopping.
There were 197 million shoppers during the five-day holiday weekend of Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. Consumer spending for the online shopping days during the holiday weekend give an estimate of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says,
our forecast for the winter holiday spending season, that's November 1 to December 31, is that sales will increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Shea added that spending on gifts is up. On average, shoppers this weekend spent $235 on gifts, which is nearly $10 more than last year's average. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.